Hello there. Welcome to Tech Empowered. I'm your host, Yemisi, and this is the podcast where we share real stories of transformation and how technology is reshaping lives and empowering people to do what seems impossible. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev, a nonprofit organization dedicated to creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. Today, we're talking about a topic that many professionals, especially women, grapple with, navigating career pivots. The fact is, careers aren't always linear. Sometimes you start in one field, thinking it's your forever path, and then, you know, something shifts and maybe a new passion sparks or a new opportunity arises, or sometimes life just happens and you find yourself at a crossroads. So today we'll be looking into what it takes to shift gears professionally. How do you overcome the challenges that come with redefining your career trajectory? What is the bold, uncertain, and sometimes messy journey of transitioning into something new? And what does it take to make it work? To help us unpack all of this, we have an incredible guest. Joining us today is Chukwufunaya Isiche, a product manager and the host of an award-winning podcast where she shares insights on product management and career growth. If you're on the verge of a career switch or you're feeling stuck, or maybe you're just curious about how women are navigating change in the digital world, this episode is for you. So grab your favorite drink, get your notepads, and let's dive right in. Hello, Chukwufunaya. Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Yemisi. Thank you so much for having me on the call.
Awesome. Can I call you Naya for short?
Yeah, definitely. Naya is good.
Great. Okay, so let's start with an introduction. So just tell us a little about yourself, your background, and what you do.
Okay, so hello, everyone. My name is, like she said, Chukwufunaya Michelle Isiche, but most people call me Naya. That's good. I started my career in 2014, I think, about a couple of years back, as a graduate trainee in First Bank. I was in First Bank for 7 to 8 years. I ended as a relationship manager, after which I transitioned into the tech space, firstly working as a cashier associate in a fintech before I transitioned fully into product management. And as of last year, I'm currently working as what you call a growth manager in a startup here in Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you, Yemisi.
Okay, so you mentioned that you worked in the banking industry for about 8 years. So how did you make that change? What made you realize that it was time to make that change? What was running through your mind? You know, how did you navigate that uncertainty?
So, you know, when you stayed in one place for a while, I was in the operations department for the longest. I felt that I had done almost all the departments necessary. I even went ahead to apply for the marketing department of the bank. And while there, I just realized that I had reached my peak. That was for my own personal being. I didn't feel like I wanted to be doing this for the rest of my life. So I started researching. I'm very big on researching, and I was intrigued by the tech industry. I realized that tech is where the world is heading towards. I mean, each industry now, if it's not ed tech, is health tech or is agri tech, everybody's beginning to embrace this technology. And I felt that I needed to be in that space. So, but as usual, you have doubts. Imposter syndrome was something I suffered from a lot. I kept saying, am I sure I can do this? Am I sure that I would be able to succeed? But then again, one thing with me is that I made sure I put a plan in place. And one thing I've learned about imposter syndrome is that it's because you don't know, or you have this feeling that I might not do it. The best way to beat it is for you to have confidence. And the best way to have confidence is to learn exactly what you need to do so that you can succeed. So yeah, to beat that uncertainty was all about making a plan, doing lectures, doing courses, reading up on stuff, participating in communities and networks, everything, even building my own podcast so that I could practice some of the skills that I was learning. So yeah. That was how I was able to make that pivot.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think you touched on it a bit, but I want you to just, you know, highlight that more for people who are probably at a point where they feel like there's something missing, or I want to make a change, right? What are some things that you think someone needs to recognize when it's time to make a change?
I like using myself as an example. If you feel stuck, or you just feel like you've done the most you can in a particular place, or you're not as creative as you would love to be, maybe there are forces beyond your control, it might be time for you to like take a step back and like analyze the situation. Okay, as I'm in this space now, look at 5 years time, like I did. I was like, I'm not sure I want to be in this space for the next 5 years. I also had my baby like a year prior, and I wasn't really excited about the work-life balance. So that was also something else that I used to make that decision that, okay, the next career I want to really focus on ensuring that at least I have some of my time to myself. I can achieve that work-life balance that I like. So you can take a hint from that. Look at where you are, look at 5 years time. Okay, am I sure I want to be here for that period? Will my creativity still be intact? Looking at the family dynamics you have, is it something that you still want to work with by that time? And just take a step. That's what I can tell you. You look at all that, make your research, and be sure that, okay, take a decision that, yes, this is the next step I want to take, then make a plan and execute it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I mean, you said it, it sounds so smooth, but I know that, you know, there are lots of challenges that come with, you know, transitioning into a new career path, especially when you're coming from a totally different field, right? So what are some practical steps that you think women can take to ensure a smooth transition?
Okay. I talked about this in detail in my podcast, by the way, but one thing I did, like I said, you first of all have that first analysis that, okay, be sure that it is something you want to do. Be sure that you are ready to make that move. The next thing I did was what you call a skill gap analysis. So you look at all your careers up to date, everything you've done, volunteer work, everything you've done from when you left school to that point in time, and you write out all the skills that you have learned, skills, experiences, write everything down. It doesn't matter how small it is, even if you did it for 1 hour, put it down on a piece of paper. Then that is what you're going to use to identify how you're going to approach going to the next step. Because when you want to pivot, it's not that you're going to start from the beginning. Even though I moved into a different career path, there were still some skills that while banking or while working as a banker, I could easily transfer into product management. One of the main ones was customer empathy. I worked as a customer service officer at some point, and it was basically handling customers' complaints, ensuring that they're having exceptional services, listening to them, listening to everything. And the product management, that translates into empathy. You understanding the pain points of your customers, having a discussion with them, interviewing them. That was one transferable skill that I was able to take from being a banker into the product management field. So yeah, those are practical steps you can take. First of all, identify, okay, make a decision that you are jumping in, then bring out all the skills you've learned till date. Use that to kind of fuel your decision on which path to take, because that's one thing. It's not that you just see a career and like, oh, I like how it sounds. I mean, cybersecurity sounds cool. No, instead of going in there and getting like lost, look at your experiences and your skills that you already have. See which career can you easily translate those into. Then work on the skill gap is that after you've done that and you've picked the careers, you know, identify where you're lacking in that career, then do courses and all that to build up the skills in there.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. So you need to first, you know, take stock, know what, first of all, I mean, you decide that, okay, I want to make that change, right? And then you take stock of the skills that you have, skills gap, what you need to learn, you know, to make up for what you don't have at the moment, and then just
execute.
Execute, yeah. Okay, so moving from that, so first, I know you do a lot of, you share a lot online, you have a podcast and all that. Like, personal branding is crucial during career transitions, because I mean, that's how you can show people what you can do, right? You say, oh, I'm making a transition, and then being able to show that, oh, these are the things I can do. That also like forms part of your personal branding. But many people fear judgments from others, right? So how can women confidently own their career changes without worrying about external opinions?
This personal branding, when I first of all knew about it, I was thinking that it was meant for just like musicians and artists. I did not believe that a career person will need to have a personal brand. But then when I got into the transitioning details, I did my research, I saw people that I followed that I was learning from, I saw how they put themselves out there. It became more of you trying to own your career and owning the story that is being put out there. You are the author of that particular story. So you don't need to look at how the external people are looking at it. It all boils down to you. What do you want to be known for? What do you want to achieve in this life? What opportunities do you want to come your way? Because I know some people who have never applied for a job before. They got jobs from basically putting out information online, building that personal brand, becoming a thought leader in whatever industry or career that they are in. So those are the advantages you get from creating that presence outside your workplace. So yeah, for me, it's you taking charge of that narrative, so that if someone is looking up for you, when they go on your profile, they're like, oh yeah, that's true. That's what this person is about. This is what she can do. And it's not about oversharing. Don't share what is important. Share what is related to your career. You know, share stuffs that you know that would help you. Your personal brand online is like your resume. So for me, when I was transitioning, I'm the most quiet person on this planet. I'm what you call an introvert in short. If there's a word for that, that would be me. But when I was going into the product management space, I knew that product managers have to be a little bit more outspoken. One of the skills was storytelling. When I did my skill gap analysis, I realized that I wasn't a really good storyteller. And as a product manager, clarity, storytelling is something that you have to learn how to do. So that was even one of the major reasons why I decided to start my podcast, that I needed to practice this skill. I needed to show that I could do it. I needed to show that, yes, this is something that I'm learning and I'm getting better at it as the days goes. So you can also look at it as a way of building yourself, building your skills, increasing your experiences. You don't know the opportunities that will come your way if based on the information you put outside regarding how you want to be approached as a career person. So don't look at external opinions. The whole idea of having a personal brand is for you to control your narrative outside, control your story, tell it in the way that you want to be told. Pick a medium you like. If you like writing, you can use Medium, you can use Substack. If you like videos, YouTube is there. Or if you're an introvert like me, focus on your podcasts and just write your story, basically.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. So I want you to just tell us a bit about your podcast and what you talk about on your podcast.
Okay, so my podcast name is called Becoming the Product. I started it as a side project, like I mentioned. I also wanted to work on some skills that I felt that were necessary as a PM. So I started in 2023 when I was, I think it was when I started the Tech for Dev fellowship. And it was just me sharing my stories. It was once a week. I come online, I talk about what happened that week. I talk about a particular product management thing that I learned or something I feel that is necessary for that career. I started the podcast because aside trying to learn skills, I also realized that there were very much stories for people, demographics online. And I wanted if you really wanted to hear it from someone's personal side, you can always browse and just come about it and learn a lot from it. So yeah, I have two seasons currently trying to arrange the third one for this year. Hopefully it goes live soon, but that's Becoming the Product in a nutshell.
Awesome, thank you. So if you're listening to this and you're a product manager or you want to pivot, I mean, check out Becoming the Product, right? Okay, so finally, so for women listening who are considering a career pivot and but they're not sure where to start, right? What is one action they can start taking today?
I think the first thing to do is to write like a why statement, like your motivational statement. Because one thing I realized in this transitioning journey is that it doesn't get easier. It gets easier, but it can be very challenging. It can be very hard. Yeah, some days you wake up and you'll be like, Omo, I'm not sure I want to continue. Let me just go back to what I was doing before. But what really helped me was that why statement. Why are you changing? Why are you taking this step? Why are you doing this thing that you're doing? So for me, it was from the banking setting. I enjoyed customer service. I enjoyed actually solving customers' problems. But one thing I didn't like about that setting was that the product I was selling was already made from the back end. I just had to sell it. And sometimes because of targets or ideas and all, you tend to sell to even those people that don't need it. So I wanted to be in that space, the space where I could actually create product that people like. That was one of the functions of my why statement. And that's what I looked at even on days that I felt that I couldn't go on. So one step you take after you've decided is to write down why you are doing this, so that on those days where you can't move on or maybe something happened and you just want to give up, just go back to that statement. I used to have it on my laptop then or my phone so that it was easily accessible. So I could just read it and like, okay, this is why I'm doing this. This is what I want. Then do your skill gap analysis, identify what you're lacking, draw up a learning plan. For me, it was tech for dev. It was personal projects. I participated in challenges, in hackathons. You follow people of that on the same level with you by joining communities, draw up a plan, and as a PM, you execute that plan, ensure that you at least get 90% of that done. And that is the way you build your confidence. That is the way you are able to enter this career without you having that thing, those doubts in your mind that you can't do it, because you've already put things in place to ensure that you succeed. Thank you, MC.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing these valuable lessons with us, Naya. Thank you for joining us on this podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored.
That brings us to the end of this enlightening episode of Tech Empowered. I mean, this conversation has been packed with so much insight. Today, we learned how to recognize when it's time to pivot, how to leverage transferable skills, how to stay committed to the learning process. Naya has shared so many valuable lessons, key takeaways, knowing your skills gap, knowing what you need to learn, knowing your why, because that why would actually come back to be a motivating factor when it seems like things are not going according to plan, right? So if you're thinking about making a career move and you're hesitating to take that leap, let this be your sign. You're capable, you're adaptable, and you're more than your job title. So as we continue to celebrate International Women's Month 2025, remember that growth comes from stepping outside your comfort zone. So take that first step, stay consistent, and keep pushing forward. Thank you so much, Naya, for joining us today and sharing your journey. Thank you to our listeners. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, share, leave a comment, check out Becoming the Product, Naya's podcast. And until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep owning your career journey. Bye for now.